You're listening to Customer Growth Sessions, presented by Intergrowth, where we talk through strategies to help up-and-coming e-commerce businesses bring in more customers. I'm your host, Pat Ahern. Let's jump in. Okay, listeners, welcome back to the latest episode of Customer Growth Sessions. I'm your host, Pat Ahern, and today I'm thrilled to have Yuan Yadalkir, the CEO of Better Support, onto the podcast to, in particular, speak to influencer marketing and scaling up a more effective influencer marketing campaign. So Yuan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pat. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you on. So starting out, we'd love to have you share a little bit with the audience about Better Support. How did you get started and what are you and the team doing today?
Yeah, so we got started about 2 years ago. We're a Philippine-based outsourcing company with a clear mission of providing the world's best support talents for Western-based businesses. And prior to that, I spent 8 years as a COO and partner of another outsourcing company in the Philippines.
So today I wanted to have you on to specifically speak to influencer marketing. One of the things you and I have spoken about in the past is Better Support provides a lot of different outsourcing services. Influencer marketing, one of my big takeaways is it's an area that you and the team have a ton of expertise in. So with that, I'd love to start out talking through some of the pros and cons of influencer marketing. Maybe starting out, what type of business do you typically recommend is a no-brainer for them to be investing in influencer marketing?
Yeah, sure. That's a good question, Pat. So we usually work with e-commerce companies, but also different software companies. But I would say a brand that either has like a clear strategy of where they want to go or someone that is already established. And when I say established, someone that is turning over like $500,000 annually minimum, and up to anything really, we have customers that are turning over like several hundred million dollars a year.
And do you find that there are certain product types or certain industries within the realm of e-commerce that perform or see exceptional ROI, let's say, from influencer marketing versus maybe some others that don't see the best results from investing in it?
Yeah, definitely. I think like having a good product that is something that you cannot look away from, it's so important. And also to have like a good social media management, those two things I would say are really important to in order to get success.
So let's say that I am getting started with influencer marketing today. I'm running an e-commerce business. I think the example I had jotted down here was I'm running an anti-aging cream business. Have never invested in influencer marketing before, looking to get started today. Walk me through how you would recommend that I get started launching my first campaign. You know, everything from finding influencers to really getting that first campaign up and running.
Yeah, I would say start small, go after smaller influencers ranging from maybe like 1,000 up to a few thousand followers, and also get some feedback on how they would like to endorse it and just try to take some wisdom from that and see how it goes, basically. Just try it out, get started.
Any advice on how to go about finding influencers? Let's work just for a tangible example. Let's work specifically with this anti-aging cream example, or we could even go more broad and go just like general beauty products. How would you recommend that I start out trying to find relevant influencers?
Yeah, so that would be a good product because we all don't like to age, or at least look to age, but perhaps there are competitors that you really like that you sort of want to take inspiration from. You can check who they are working with, or you might have some personal beauty influencers that you like. It's very easy to get started because it's all transparent, right? You go on social media and you can find all types of profiles that you want, and to contact them is basically just like a type of way. I think getting started is easy in that sense because it's all out there, like the profiles that you could potentially collaborate with.
Okay. So let's say I'm looking to poach some of the influencers that my big beauty cream competitor is currently working with. Is it as straightforward as just going, let's say like on Instagram, for example, is going to their Instagram profile, just skimming through there and looking for any sort of influencer posts that have been reshared? Or what does that process look like?
Yeah, definitely. There are different ways. There are also those that are tagging a certain brand, even though they don't have a collaboration, just to gain like some follower count. So that's one way of doing it. But I mean, in these days, basically anyone can be or is an influencer. It was just like an example that you can check for some competitors, but there are so many ways of of doing it. But basically, it is as straightforward as sending a DM or an email, just asking if they would consider promoting the product. So yeah, I would say just reach out and give it a try.
Okay. And along those lines, any tools, companies, you name it, that you recommend in particular that are maybe more helpful at finding influencers at scale? So, you know, rather than going and manually trying to find 10 influencers from looking at a competitor's page, tools, agencies, other platforms you recommend, they're really great at saying, hey, here's 100 different influencers that work within this one like niche space that you're going after.
Yeah, definitely. I think that the importance of different platforms coming to place when you're like really trying to scale or get like detailed demographics of your influencers. But to name a few, there is one called Aspire, which is really popular, and another one called Scope, which is great for prospecting influencers. But I would say to get started, don't focus too much on getting like a fancy CRM to manage everything. But there are definitely like some really solid platforms out there when you feel ready to scale your efforts.
So starting out, maybe I can get away with just having like a Google Sheet, let's say, or a Microsoft Excel document that I store some of my influencer data in. Sounds like don't get too sophisticated from the early stages with trying to build out a robust CRM to manage.
Yeah, definitely. Give it a try. Do it manually. And then when you feel that things are starting to fall in place, then you can look at like a CRM to manage things more efficiently.
So let's talk about it, maybe that scale side of things. So assume I'm still working with my anti-aging cream business, but maybe we've already been working with influencers. Let's say we're spending $20,000 US a month on influencer marketing. And, you know, at the moment, assume that I'm doing a lot of the hands-on work. I'm trying to figure out how can I step away from some of these day-to-day responsibilities so I can focus on other areas of the business. What advice would you have in general for me about how to define some of those big responsibilities and how to maybe go about delegating that to other team members or other future hires?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I think it's important for anyone that works with influencer marketing to have a great feel for the brand that you are representing. If we take us at Better Sport as an example, this is exactly what we do. We typically, on our client side, there is an influencer marketing manager that would rather like to focus more on strategy or bigger collaborations, and then they can delegate it to someone like us that provides fully trained coordinators. But yeah, I think that with anything, you need to really understand what you're trying to achieve as a brand and how you want to be portrayed before you, first of all, start to prospect suitable influencers, but also having the right tonality when you contact them as well.
And let's say with this existing influencer marketing campaign, again, I'm in an up-and-coming business. Let's assume $20,000 a month that we're spending on influencer marketing. For businesses kind of in that space, what do you typically see are some of the really costly mistakes that they might be making that either are taking up way more time than it should be, or just might be costing them a few extra $1,000s a month?
Yeah, I would say there are a few things. One is to not do enough research on the influencers that you are collaborating with so that you waste money in that sense. Another could be that you are focusing too much on the admin side of it, getting like expensive platforms to work on. And thirdly, you don't do enough collaborations because it's difficult to predict like the exposure and the result that you get from a certain influencer. So I typically recommend to try to do many collabs, and those that are working well for you, re-collab with them. So it's really a challenge to try to predict like what the influencer will give me like a good result. Yeah, it's definitely good value to try to make like a mass volume of collabs to see what sticks.
Let's talk a little more about some of the costs that go into influencer marketing. So, you know, obviously you have some degree of cost that'll come with directly working with the influencer. Within that, I'd love to, and this might be a challenging question to give like a really definitive answer to, but I'd love if you could share any sort of benchmarks that you'll typically see for how much it might cost to work with one type of influencer or another. Perhaps, you know, if there are certain benchmarks you see based on follower counts, specific industries that might be more affordable or more expensive. Really goal, I would say, sharing with the audience, what are some good benchmarks to look at so that they're not getting ripped off by the first influencer they work with?
Yeah, sure. It's a good question. It's a pretty broad question. I would say in general, for those with around like 1,000 to 10,000 followers, it typically suffices to do what we call gifting collabs, where you give a product without like any type of monetary compensation. 20 to around 50,000, I would say that you probably somewhere around like 500 to $1,000 per collab. And then you have those with like 50,000 and up. And that's, you know, basically anywhere from a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands of dollars. And yeah, it really depends on your industry. If you're like within beauty or fashion, it would cost less. And if you are like into more niche products, it would probably cost you a lot more.
And talk to me about maybe some of the other hidden costs that might come into running an influencer marketing campaign. So, you know, you have the cost of working directly with the influencer. What do you typically see as some of the costs that maybe someone just jumping into influencer marketing for the first time doesn't expect to be paying, and they get almost kind of blindsided by some of these other expenses?
Yeah, for those that have been dealing with influencer marketing, I don't think it comes to as a surprise when I say that it can be pretty admin heavy, meaning it takes a lot of time and effort to prospect influencers, to contact them, to initiate collaborations, to get the content and take that content to wherever the client wants it to be, and also to follow up with the influencers to make sure that they are posting and entertain the questions that they might have. So I would say like the labor itself, it's very intensive. So that can be a big cost when you try to like ramp up your influencer marketing efforts.
Great insight. And let's talk a little more about some of those admin costs that are coming into play, specifically in the sense of delegation. So, you know, let's jump back. I'm that busy founder, maybe that busy CMO, spending 20 hours a week on influencer marketing, looking to cut back my involvement and maybe delegate some of those big admin time sucks, let's say. What are some of those big admin items that you find are most straightforward to delegate first?
Sure. I think prospecting of suitable influencers, that is something that is very time consuming, because first of all, you need to make sure that their content is up to the standard that you want. But there are also other metrics to look at, such as where do they have like their follower base? How much do they engage with their followers? How often do they post? Like all of those things. And it takes a lot of effort. So that's step number one. And secondly, I think it's a natural step. It's to actually reach out to the same influencers and ask if they want to collab. Yeah, it does require a lot of time.
That's great to hear. And in terms of, because I see this as a big area where your team would come into play, you know, working, certainly businesses have the option maybe of hiring a full-time employee, option of working with an agency like yours. What would you say are some of the pros and cons of hiring an in-house employee to handle these responsibilities versus working with an agency like yours?
Yeah, it's a good question. We are about 70 to 75% cheaper than hiring in-house, and it enables us to make many more collabs than you could yourself for the same pricing. For that reason, I think it really makes sense to outsource to a company such as ours. And secondly, we don't work as an agency per se. We provide the manpower, and the guys, the coordinators that we provide, they will work in the systems of our clients, reaching out to influencers, acting as their company. And I think that's like a big value proposition as well.
That's huge. I'd love to dive into the ROI side of things of influencer marketing. Assume I'm launching an influencer marketing campaign today. I'm planning on running with it for the next 12 months, then reassessing from there. What should I expect maybe in terms of the timeline to start seeing any sort of results, whether it be like direct return on investment, or if there are maybe some other metrics that would be more beneficial for me to look at instead? Is that 2 weeks after launch? Is it 2 months after launch? Is it 2 years after launch?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it also depends on like, what are you trying to penetrate different markets at the same time? Or is it only one country where it's maybe easier to measure the impact? But I'd say that as soon as you have a few collaborations in, you should start to see some results. But it also depends on how mature is your brand or what are you trying to achieve. But I wouldn't say that it's going to take you like very long to see the output.
I would imagine with influencer marketing, especially if there are other marketing channels going on at the same time, it can be really hard to specifically attribute revenue to a specific influencer individually, or maybe just influencer marketing at large. Have you found either A, that there are certain metrics that are really beneficial to look at, or B, that there are tools that are really helpful in evaluating maybe the success of influencer marketing for your business, and then even more granularly with success with a specific influencer?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think that a couple of years back, it was really popular to hand out discount codes to influencers. And with that, making individual codes, it was very easy to like see what kind of revenue that they would bring in. Things have changed a little bit now. People are a little bit tired of seeing discount codes everywhere, and brands, not all brands wants to be associated with it as well. But I think that there are different things an influencer can do, such as posting stories or reels. And with that, you are able to request the results from the influencers so that you can see what happens. You're basically able to track how many that are clicking, that puts them in a funnel, basically, so that you can see what's going on.
So, Yuan, one thing I'd love to hear from you, if I'm looking to get started in influencer marketing, maybe I'm trying to evaluate how much should I be investing, let's say, to dip my toes in the water, to really try it out, run a small scale experiment, see if it's right for our business. Are there certain minimum budget thresholds maybe that I should look to spend, whether it's $5,000, whether it's $50,000, just to get a realistic picture of whether it's a good long-term investment for my business?
Sure. So I think it's rather about testing like a certain number of collaborations to see what is working and how responsive like your potential influencers are. So I would say try at least like 50 collaborations perhaps and see what works. Try different types of influencers, different sizes, different styles, producing different types of content. Just see what sticks, because it's, again, very unpredictable to foresee what the influencer will bring a good result. It's not necessarily about money. I think you can come a long way. Just if you have a great product, you can try to offer free products and see what the response is going to be like.
And do you generally find for a brand that's getting started out today that it is more beneficial for them to invest in working, let's say, with like micro influencers versus working with the biggest name influencer in their space?
Yes, it depends a lot on what country do you have your sales in, basically. I actually think it's a good idea to combine the both. It depends on how mature you are as a brand. To get a few like big influencers can also be like a very good strategy. So I think a combination is probably the best, if possible. If you don't have a budget, try with gifting.
And I love the idea of gifting. I hope that listeners end up taking you up on that advice. It's a great way to get your product out there and maybe at a slightly lower cost per influencer campaign, get some additional visibility on your product.
Yeah.
One of the big insights that you had shared was the idea that some businesses, when they're starting out, can invest really heavily in a lot of different softwares that maybe aren't necessarily as essential until you really scale things up. Let's say I'm in the early stages of rolling out an influencer marketing campaign. What would you say are some really good tools for me to be using from day one, whether they're free tools, whether they're paid tools? Certainly, it sounds like there are quite a few tools that maybe aren't necessary, but what would you say is necessary from the onset?
I don't think there are any tools that are necessary, but some that are good to have. I know that Upfluence, for instance, they have a free like engagement calculator. And don't get me wrong, those tools are not perfect, but they can be good in like making a quick scan of an influencer to see if they have like legitimate followers or not. So that's a free tool. There's also one called Up that you can try, and it has the same feature. It will just scan the profile really quickly to check for like the engagement. They are good in terms of making yourself like more efficient, although they are nowhere near perfect.
As a side note, it cracks me up that there's a tool named UpDog, because I have to imagine that there are so many people that utter the phrase "What's up, dog?" as a result of that. And
yeah.
Oh man, little dad joke there. I love it. This has been awesome. Thank you for coming on today. I would love to just get from you, how can listeners get in touch with you, either via email, social media? Would love to hear best ways for people to reach out to you.
Sure. I'm happy to connect on LinkedIn, and you may also email me at yuan.jadakir@bettersupport.io.
Perfect. Yuan, thanks for coming on. It's been great having you today.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. All the best.
Thanks for tuning in to Customer Growth Sessions. If you found it helpful, subscribe and give us a review. It helps us to grow the show. Looking for more SEO guidance on how to grow your business? Contact us at innergrowth.com/estimator or email me directly. You can reach me at pat@intergrowth.com. That's all for today. We'll see you again soon.